views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live in the airwaves and also in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call the Higher Self Network, HSN, if you're listening later. And we do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I have a wonderful guest on my show today. We're going to talk about dreams, understanding the mysteries of the night, and how dreams really are a spiritual language communicated to us during the night season. And so we do spend about a third of our lives sleeping and dreaming, but are we aware of the limitless value of the messages we receive? There are keys in these mysteries that can unlock illuminating potential for our waking lives. So Caleb Matthews is a spiritual insurgent who will empower you to unravel the mysteries you are seeking answers to from his many years of rich personal experience. He is a hybrid individual who brings peace into high-stress environments, offering insight into the mystical world while providing you with the tools to translate what you see in your dreams into your day-to-day life. And not only that, but Caleb is also a very prolific model, and in the spirit of this beautiful harvest season, we would like to talk about that a bit today, too. Are you there, Caleb?
Yes, I am, Colette. Hi there. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. It's so good to have you on the show. We've been looking forward to this one. So I would just like you, because you've been on this show before and everybody really enjoyed hearing about the dream aspect, and we'll get into that. If anyone wants to phone in and tell us about your dreams or have any questions for Caleb regarding what we're talking about, feel free to call in. I'm just going to, you and I talked a little bit before the show here, and I just want you to tell everybody how you are such an amazing individual that is going out there, and you have a modeling career and you have all this other stuff happening. Tell us what you've been up to and share with us a little bit about that.
Sure, absolutely. I'd love to. Thank you for having me on the show, Colette. It's great to be here with everyone listening on the airwaves this morning. Thanks for joining us. As far as the modeling aspect goes, I started modeling 6 years ago, and it came through a series of opportunities from one thing leading to another. Went to dance lessons for many years, and actually ballet and hip hop. So there's my diversity again with all my different venues and avenues of expressing my passions. And my dance teacher, long story short, she was looking for models for a show that she was organizing 6 years ago called the Okanagan Bridal Expo here in Kelowna, British Columbia. And so it was a paid gig with looking for male models. And so she wanted me to join in to be one of the models as well with the team and just walk the runway. I'd never done anything like that. And so I was like, this looks very interesting. So, you know, get paid for it, get to see like the whole line of the ins and outs of the behind the scenes makeup and hair and rehearsals and, you know, learning how to walk and the posture and walking confidently on the runway and just getting into character of being a gentleman. Because obviously wearing these tuxedos and these beautiful suits, you have to get into the character of being a groom for the day, even though none of us were getting married. But it was great to get into the character of it in front of a couple hundred people and just walk the runway.
No pressure.
So from that point on, it was it became a passion. I was like, well, I want to explore this and get the creative left side of my brain, because you know I deal with such a right side of my brain day job with working in wireless communications with TELUS and you know the phone industry, that it's nice to get into the creative aspect of it too, on the side of my brain. Hence that's where the dream interpretation part is too. But explored that years, joined a modeling agency, and then after that last year and a half I've become my own freelance model, which means that I book my own engagements and shoots. And so as far as wanting to get into the real spirit of this, this is what Colette was asking me to share with our audience, is how do you get into character of when I'm modeling, she asked me, how do you get into character of all these different shoots and these costumes and these designs and these themes and these elements? And so really the first thing is in dream language, we ask ourselves, what is this a picture of? So whenever I'd be inside of a photo shoot or like a show, I would always be very selective of, and that's okay as well, to be selective of what costume or what clothing or what concept idea that you're shooting, because it's an aspect of your character of what you're trying to communicate to your audience. So I would always get into the character, into the role of the actual piece before presenting it to my audience. So whatever outfit I'm wearing, being conscious of what my character is portraying, just like in dream language, you know, when you see something in your dreams, it's communicating a spiritual element. What is this a picture of? So what does this mean to myself and to my audience? So some practical things as far as that goes, just to do some examples, would be when I was in Vancouver Fashion Week throughout the years that I walked the runway, I would do everything from hip hop wear to spiritual wellness and kind of yogi wear to wearing Indian tuxedos from designers from India all the way to leather jackets from Italian designers as well too. So it was a consistent challenge in a good way of getting into the character of how does my facial expression look when I'm modeling that piece? How am I illuminating my energy through whatever I'm putting on? So these are things to ask yourself as obviously today is Halloween and what maybe we're thinking about what costume you ask yourself, what does this mean to me and how am I going to communicate to that to people? And it could be something that you're walking through in your life. It could be a piece or a costume that speaks to you personally, but also speaks to others as well. So yeah, wanted Colette maybe to be able to touch on some things maybe there that I was going over with the modeling aspect of what I just shared.
Yeah, because you and I were speaking about, you know, really you're taking on a personality and it has a certain character. And a lot of people have a fear of getting their pictures taken. Do you believe that?
Yes, I do. It's the freeze frame, you know, where people freeze up.
Yeah.
It's true. Well, a lot of people are camera because it's very vulnerable. You feel very naked in front of the photographer, in front of the audience, and it's a confidence barrier of having to overcome that, realizing, you know what, the photographer is there for you. They want to see you shine your beauty through your piece and through what you're modeling, and the audience wants to see you succeed as well too. So once we get over that mental hurdle of the fear of failure, the fear of rejection, then it can become a very peaceful and beautiful thing. Like whenever I would go out before I walk out on the stage in front of hundreds of people, or I'd be in a photo shoot where there's, you know, a lot of other models who've got many years of experience than I do, I would always remind myself that, you know, my higher power, God, has called me to this place to be able to shine my message through modeling, and that I'm here in the right season, the right time, and that my audience is waiting to hear this message from me in my shoot or in my show or in my piece that I'm walking in. So getting over that mental barrier is a huge, but yes, Colette, people definitely, a lot of people do freeze up in.
Yeah, well, and it's even, you'll see this happen, like, for people, when people get into character, into a costume, like, say, for Halloween, it's funny how their behavior changes. And you know what I mean? Like, it really does change. It's like an actor getting into a role, you know. So is it kind of like that for you, where you step into that personality and you become that in that moment?
And yes, absolutely. It is. Yeah, it is. You step into the character of the moment and, you know, from everything from, you know, being in like a gentleman's shoot or show where, you know, you're giving that aura of that edge to me and that cockiness and confidence and just walking that way. And most of the guys, you know, before or after the show are very, very nice and very approachable. But when you get into the actual character or the shoot or the costume, you're giving off this persona that, oh, you know, like I'm, you know, kind of this badass, edgy guy that just has to give this personality of, you know, GQ on that particular look. Or maybe in another concept, I'm in a costume or a shoot or with co-modeling with a female model. Colette's probably looked at my Facebook and seen that I've shot with quite a few female models as well, too. And so it's you get into a place of, okay, more of like maybe like a more romantic setting or more of a like a tag team duo aspect of it, where you're trying to portray the connection and the bond between male and female as well too. So it's getting into that character and remembering what we're doing the concept for and the costume for and the shoot for and the and then stepping right back out into character afterwards and just you know, saying, all right, thanks a lot for doing that with me, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I see, like, you're right, I've seen you on Facebook and I see you doing this one and that one, and you could swear like, oh, he's totally in love with that woman, and then you see him in the next one and he's totally in love with her. You know, it's like that. And then, you know, then being like this business person or being, you know, and you're so it, I like a lot of people are, you know, on Halloween, we allow ourselves to kind of get into doing that. And do you, do you recommend for people, like, is there any training that you have taken if people are interested in this, just even for business profile pictures? You know what I'm like, pictures like that, a lot of people, I find, with a lot of my clients and students, one of the things that really does trigger them a lot of the time is the thought of going out there and not being able to capture that character or have the training for it. Do you recommend for people something?
Yes, no, for sure. I would, a few fold things. I would recommend, whether or not you want to become like a model, you know, is really, it's not just limited to people who want to be in the modeling industry. As I said, it's for everybody, me and Colette are talking about, who wants to be able to actually step outside our comfort zone, your comfort zone, and be able to showcase, your piece as far as getting into costume and character. So what I would recommend is, in your local city or your local, your town, or even like on the internet, but finding some people who do portrait, headshot photography, because this is the first place and where I really learned, in the early days of modeling and getting into character, is headshots are a great way of being able to kind of channel the emotion and the expression on your face, and do that with a one-on-one session with a portrait photographer. For those of you listening in Kelowna, he just moved from Vancouver here this summer, I think, about 6 months ago, in the beginning part of the summer. But Trevor Walker Photography is a very, very good source. I've shot with him once, and he is an amazing teacher to go over portrait photography, but also getting into your character, and just strips it down to the basic face. I'm just going to shoot your face from, you know, just the from the shoulder. And then I want to see your face and I want to see your story through what you're expressing. So I'd recommend him for anyone in Kelowna, for your own.
All right.
City,
I have to just interrupt.
That.
I just have to interrupt because we have to go for a break, but I will give a, maybe when we come back, we'll make sure we can maybe share his information with people, and then we'll talk a bit more. And we've had someone patiently waiting to talk to you here. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Caleb Matthews on with me today, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we're going to make some more shift happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Caleb Matthews. And Caleb, we're talking about getting into character for getting portraits done. And you were mentioning a fellow that you recommend here in Kelowna. And I would also like you to share your contact information with everybody, please.
Absolutely. Yeah. First of all, I'll share my contact information, then I'll share Trevor Walker's information I was talking about before. So, of course, I'm Caleb Matthews with Encompassed by Dreams. So that's the name of my dream consulting business, Dream Interpretation. So Encompassed by Dreams. And my email is info, so I-N-F-O, at encompassedbydreams.com. So E-N-C-O-M-P-A-S-S-E-D-B EIDREAMS.com. And then my website is www.encompassedbydreams.com. And then my phone number is 250-878-3424. You can email me, text me, or go onto the website and send a submission dream request or questions that you have on your dreams through that. And follow me on social media, Encompassed by Dreams on Instagram, Encompassed by Dreams on Facebook. As far as Trevor Walker's information, I wanted to give some kind of a recommendation referral to a local photographer here in Kelowna in the Okanagan. Very good at portrait photography, who is a very good on-site coach to be able to help you if you're, whether you're brand new to modeling or for many years. His phone number is 250-469-9177, and his email is info@Trevor, so T-R-E-V-O-R, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, photography.com. So info@TrevorWalkerPhotography.com, phone number as mentioned, and then www.TrevorWalkerPhotography.com, and he also has a Facebook page as well, Trevor Walker Photographer.
Awesome. Wow. Now, we have a someone who's been patiently waiting to from Minneapolis here. And so, Carter, do we have Kathleen?
Yeah, Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Colette, I was your caller last week, and you asked that I would call back this week. So that's what's happening. I don't know if you remember that you
Totally. Leroy was on the show.
Good.
Just so I let Caleb know. I'm just going to fill Caleb in. Kathleen called in with a problem with her neighbors, and she was, you know, feeling very upset about it. You left the show feeling a little bit different. What's going on now, Kathleen?
Well, I had the most wonderful day after being on the show. It was just miraculous how much both you and Leroy had shifted me. I'm so grateful for that. But then the next day, I discovered that my Halloween door cover, it was like a 5-foot plastic Halloween decoration, that my neighbor had ripped that and vandalized it. And that made me very angry and very upset. And so I got triggered again.
Okay.
And
so
then I got,
you know,
concerned.
I like to get a baseline from people, because you were like well over 10 the last time. What number on a scale of 0 being like cool as a cucumber, neutral, and 10 being like I'm really, really devastated here? What number are you at on that scale right now?
A number 8, and anger seems to be what I feel the most.
Okay. So, you know, Caleb, you've been listening in on this, and, you know, Caleb has this beautiful way of carrying himself that he calms situations down. Now, Caleb, she's been having a situation with her neighbors where they're just super unfriendly for no real reason, and it's really affecting her. And I think Caleb could give you some really good advice here. And I'll work on this energetically while he shares his knowledge with you.
Oh, thank you. And Caleb,
absolutely,
I would also mention, I noticed some synchronicity because you're talking about being on camera, and my neighbors have installed 24/7 video cameras, and basically one of those cameras points right to my front door, right to the center of the vertical glass pane that's right next to my front door, so I have to keep my drapes and door closed, otherwise they literally are filming inside my house. They have all the other cameras, like on my patio and driveway and like that. But it's very invasive to my privacy. It's something I never imagined. And so I wonder if there's any synchronicity, because I hate that.
I
just don't know if there's any weird synchronicity on you being on the call today related to the cameras. I couldn't help but notice that and just wanted to ask if you get anything
for
related
sure
to that. But I'm open to any advice that you have.
Yeah, no, I like that. Thank you for sharing that. So I would say that just have a few thoughts here, and it's very interesting how you should bring this up. Specifically, the example that you're going through with your neighbors and your invasion of personal privacy, as well as just looking for some perspective on that as just what you can do moving forward. And for me, when we're I'm talking about modeling on camera or even dream interpretation or the spiritual realm or stepping into our sanctuary of peace, it's really, it comes down to all these things can be boiled up into. I've talked to Sister Colette about this many times and come across our paths together is establishing the realm of personal boundaries. And so I believe that your metron is the most beautiful thing that you can ever have, that we have, because it's our sanctuary, it's our safe place. And so it's a very good question we do when we have people around us in our nearby atmosphere who are invading that. Well, I would say the best thing to do, first and foremost, would be to do some, even though it's fall right now, I would say to do some spring cleaning in the spiritual. So I have no idea what your higher power is or what energy you work with, but if I were in your scenario, one of the things that I would do is I would begin to direct my my meditation, my also just releasing just my my personal boundaries in my space to go beyond the natural metron and go into the spiritual metron and pray to my higher power that you know, that these things, that anything that is trying to disrupt the airwaves of my personal space and my peace will be disconnected. So it's kind of taking taking ownership over the spiritual metron and then letting that flow down to the natural, because everything in the natural is only a reflection of the puzzle in the spiritual that has yet to be completed. So I would say just to, in your own personal devotion time and what you do in your prayer and also just with establishing your space, to release that and also just to release that personal space into the atmosphere and just come again anything that would come against that. So that's my perspective on it. And then from that point on, it's interesting to see what will manifest in their behavior towards you. But you have authority over over the spiritual realm because that's your space.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, I talk quite often about the physical environment and how important it is. And many times, and I was just reading this in my book yesterday because it just occurred to me, many times people will be sitting in their space and they're really bothered by something and they think it's what they're thinking about in that moment, but it is actually their physical environment. And so when there is this kind of negative energy being directed in your physical environment, it's like standing in your space. And how I view it is like really putting some energy into your spine, really standing strong for yourself. If you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, it grounds you and it puts you into your governing channel. And just energetically, if you picture the whole house and you just sweep it clean and then just sort of lift the roof off and let any negative energy out of it. Also, making sure that the space in your home is flowing. And I, because this is your front door, and feng shui, this is like your helpful people gua. And so we're just going to strengthen you. Like when you get in touch with how you felt the day after the show, tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right after I got off the show, it was just a miraculous day. I couldn't believe the shift that I had. I was just so happy, so peaceful. Just wonderful things were happening. Just, it was really probably like one of the best days that I've had in a really long time.
Okay, and what day was that on? That was on Thursday
That was right after the call last week, Wednesday. For the rest of the day, it was like a fabulous day. Like, I was really... would have not believed how much of a shift I could have experienced so quickly in that day. So that was tremendous.
Well, so what we want you to realize here is this, that this is possible now, right? So you know you can feel like that again. And when you can, when you recognize that you are called a human being, not a human doing, for good reason, you are, you have a soul and you have a spirit and you have a body. And when Caleb is speaking about strong boundaries, that's what he means. Is I think of that as a triad. And on outside, you might have external forces coming your way that kind of crush that triad, put pressure on it. And so quite often, we'll feel that in our body, because our body or in our physical space. So I'm just strengthening that triad for you. Are you a person that dreams at all?
I do, but what I mostly feel is like a lot of processing during my dreams. Very rarely do I actually remember the dreams.
Okay, Kayla, I'm getting that, that she is dreaming about some of this stuff at night. Do you want to speak a little bit about that? Like how, if we can't remember our dreams, how they still affect our day?
Sure, absolutely. Because there's different categories of dreams, and the one that we're speaking about here would be a self-conditioning dream or a spiritual flushing dream. So what that means is, to use the best analogy that I can, when you go out in the public and, especially we're around like flu season or whatever right now, and then you come back home and then you don't wash your hands, and then you put your hand to your mouth, and then maybe you start to get a bit of a cold, you're picking up some of the bacteria from the environment or somebody else's environment. So in the dream realm, sometimes, dream out positive or negative things of processing what we encounter in our metron, and whether it be from other people's spiritual dish, or whether it be from what we've interacted with people who've come into our space or ourself, what we're thinking about and processing. Our dreams can oftentimes be a place where we flush that. We process that. So one of the things that I would touch on as to maybe why you aren't remembering your dreams, or people don't remember their dreams, is there's a number of a variety of personal space and metron of finding what you do before you go to sleep. So I always encourage people, for us and myself included, to really before you go to the to bed, to posture your heart towards receiving from your higher power in your dreams. And maybe it means turning electronics off early, not thinking about work a couple hours before bed, going to bed early, making sure that, you're just in a place where your heart is at peace before you go to sleep. And then that can help you fall into REM sleep, which is deep sleep. Because oftentimes we don't remember our dreams, or maybe all we remember is processing our dreams because we don't fall into REM sleep, or because our thoughts about our work or about our personal lives we're taking with us into our dreams. And it's important to be able to remember to bathe and wash ourselves with the clean spiritual water from our higher power before we go to sleep, so that we can be a fresh launching pad for those dreams that we can remember. So that's my perspective there.
Yeah, I love that. And what I recommend for people also is, before you go to sleep, to get into a place of appreciation for your day. And because what I'm getting, the number one weakness for you is that having that wonderful day again and being able to really feel what it feels like, and then having something happen to that again, it did trigger you, but you didn't go to 10,000 like you were at before. You only went to 8. And so right now I would just like to check in with you what number you feel you're at now.
Maybe a 6. It's like there's all this energy in my forehead.
Yeah.
It feels like it's moving around.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm getting there with the 6 is, and this is what Caleb is saying. It's almost like, Caleb, when you're in that crown chakra, when you're really in the flow and you're able to really move energy through you. Do you want to just speak maybe a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And so the principles that that I have as far as when it goes to the forehead and the mind is, in the spiritual, in the Hebraic method, and the method that I follow, there's a phrase called, and this is a very spiritual phrase to help us keep us in the dream realm. It's called set your mind on things above, not things on the earth. So I find that when I'm thinking and I'm talking about and interacting with people who are talking about spiritual and heavenly things, and obviously moving positive energy, that there can be sometimes a physical manifestation on the mind where you feel like this movement or this just kind of like this spray of energy and across your head. And I think that can be a good thing as well too, because it's like the spiritual house cleaning of being able to get our thoughts centered and focused back on what the goal is and what our mind is being set upon. So it is the mind is a powerful tool, because as Colette was speaking about, it's good to get into a place of gratitude, of looking forward towards your day, or maybe looking back on your day and what you did well. And so I always like to say that, you know, we enter the gates of the dream realm through gates of thanksgiving. Thankfulness, a thankful heart is what prepares the way for acceleration and being entrusted with more. So I think that, setting our mind, what Colette's talking about, which we elaborate on is that spiritual, your mind's eye is being retrained and recalibrated, almost like you're an optometrist chair, and that they're asking you to see what that you see through the lens. And I think it's a good thing, even though sometimes it can be overwhelming. It's a good thing to set your mind on things above.
Yeah. And this is what's coming up for you again. Did you the anger resurfaced, right?
Yes. Yeah. Really strongly. Like it's just yes. It was very powerful.
Do you realize that
how you damaged my property? Like how could you do that? You know, the wrongness of that. It's a lot of judgment and anger.
Yeah, and so we want to strengthen you to recognize that in many ways, anytime we fight something, we give it more power. And so if you remember what I told you is to send them love. These people clearly could use a little bit more love.
Right.
It sounds kind of, when I say love, I'm not talking about saying that it's okay for them to treat you this way or anything like that, but just recognizing, because when I energetically get in touch with this, it's not you personally. These people would do this to any neighbor. They would find a reason. And so for some reason, when you think about the amount of people that we actually meet on this planet, it's not really that many, you know, compared to all of the people out there. And so quite often there will be some karmic spaces involved in this. So we're just going to strengthen that for you, just recognizing that you can stand strong in this and you can go to your heart. And you can choose to rise above it, as Caleb is saying, to move into that place of I'm going to rise above this. I'm not lowering my vibration for anyone. It is not, you know, Nikola Tesla talks about if you want the key to the universe, think of in terms of frequency, energy, and vibration. And so you want to tune into a higher vibration and allow these people to stay where they are, basically, if that's what they choose. But you're not going to lower your vibration by it, because when I tested, it's actually their anger that you're feeling, not your own. Caleb, do you want to speak a little bit about that? Because I can feel now that you are shifting right now down to about a 4. I just would like, Caleb, I'm getting, you know, we would like to get you to neutral in the next few minutes if we can.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I'd like to touch on really when anger is stirred up within others who are around us in our atmosphere, and this is something I've even myself been experiencing myself this week, either through my community, but also on social media, it's something where ultimately Colette's right. It's not you that's angry. It's actually there's an anger. There's a connection to the dark side of humanity, and that is people who anger because they're intimidated by the message that you carry, by the vibration, the light that you carry. So one of the things that I would recommend to you and encourage you is find that place and what is the thing to you the most that gives you greatest joy, that raises your vibration? Find that and then begin to work with that with your heart, or work with that positive energy, and then start to do that. And ultimately, your neighbors will have one of two choices. They'll either stop what they're doing, or they'll move on like that. And that's ultimately what I believe is the prayer that I'm going to stand with you in agreement with, is that as you raise the vibration of what brings you joy and peace, that they would either stop what they're doing and invading your privacy, or they'd be forced to pull out because the energy that they have is not congruent anymore with the higher energy and higher altitude that you've gone to. So I encourage you to find that thing that is your higher energy. So the power of the air, it's like in World War II, we're coming up to Remembrance Day soon. It's the power of the air. And it's like the phrase in World War II, they always say is he who controls or she or controls the skies controls the battlefield. And so it's the power of the air. So it's the term that we call the prince of the power of the air. And so there's a prince of darkness, and then there's a prince of light. So we want the prince of light to be able to dispel the prince of darkness. And so do I encourage you to rise up to that prince of light and the power of the air, my friend.
I love it. How are you feeling now?
At least I've gone down to at least a 3.
I have goosebumps and energy just rushing through me right now, as Caleb spoke about that, and that was just so beautiful, Caleb, how you described that, you know. And so I'm getting that you're moving into a more of a neutral state. Feel free to connect with me at info@thetruthisfunny.com and let me know how you're doing. I feel like this is shifting for you right now, and you know, part of the funny thing about this is, you know, a lot of people look on Halloween as like scary, and they get dressed up like ghosts, and they get dressed up like in the more of the dark side of it. And I, on some level, that doesn't belong on your door anyway, because right. your vibration is changing. And so on some level, this situation has shifted hugely, and it's about you maintaining that authentic self triad and just remembering, run the energy up and down your spine, get into your core, and, you know, feel that flow from source. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing. We have to take a quick break here right now. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. And we're talking about Hallowed Eve and also about staying in character. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have Caleb Matthews on with me today. We're talking about the beauty of this season right now. And we had a caller calling in. And she just had I felt this most beautiful, amazing shift. And so I just wanted to first ask you one question. And then I just want to give you the floor again, Caleb, because you have such a beautiful way of expressing this. I was just was going to ask you, what do you mean by the word metron? Just in case there's people out there that don't understand what that is.
Sure, absolutely. So metron is like personal space, almost like every one of us, we live in a property. And, you know, to use the fence analogy, we all have fences at some point around our property, or we're in a strata, or like we live on our own ranch or just within our residential unit. So metron would be like your fence or your field or just everything that's within your personal house space. Think of it as your spiritual house that has its walls, its roof, and its own domain, to answer that question. And that really is the place where we allow or not allow energy to flow in and for energy to flow out, and what we allow people to be able to us through relationships and friendships through our life, or to be able to speak into our life, receive energy or not receive energy. So not sure if that answers your question, Colette, but that would be what I would say is the definition of personal metron.
Oh, no, that's beautiful. Now, you know, you were talking about the sky. you know, I would really like for you to finish your thoughts on that and just explain that to us on another level.
Sure. No, I was talking with Colette there before about he or she who controls the sky, to use a from World War II, like in when the bombers or like the dogfights are going over the air, he or she who controls the sky controls the battlefield. And oftentimes in some of the great conflicts in the war came from the sky, and the battles were won when they were won up there. So to use that dynamic into our spiritual lives, it's our connection with our higher power, with source, with energy, with God, that ultimately goes above the natural world, above the matrix of this natural world, above the and all of the things that so easily ensnare us. And that's ultimately our interaction with the skies and our connection with our higher power. So at the goodies, if they're to use the Halloween analogy, the goodies are a spiritual waiting place, like this trick or treat, in this treasure box. And they're waiting to be unfurled, but they can't be unfurled, in my perspective, and opinion, until we establish our personal space and personal metron to be able to cultivate that. So part of that looks like is cultivating peace as well. And being able to say, okay, this is what I'm allowing into my portal, into my my secret sanctuary, and this is what I'm not going to allow into my personal space. So if that means having to remove toxic people or toxic environments from your life, then that's something that I would challenge you with as well, something I challenge myself with. So it's joy. It's what do you find joy in that brings you great fulfillment? And then obviously, what brings you into the green, so to speak. So my principle that I had, a status update that I wrote about six or seven years ago, but I've written recently this week, that Colette, I think, even thumbed up on Facebook there, is the one that I said about 6 or 7 years ago. I decided that I was only going to invest in relationships or in environments or in places or people that brought me up into the green zone and didn't bring me down into red. What I mean by that is investing in places that are full of joy, full of peace, with healthy boundaries and not allowing myself to be surrounded with toxicity. So that's where the battle is in the air, in the sky. So we're talking about this harvest season and we're talking about Halloween, and Colette talked about how, you know, a lot of people do dress up in, you know, their dark costumes or their scary things. And that's obviously, that's one level and one realm that some people like to go into. But I wanted to focus more on the aspect of the name Halloween. So within Halloween, there's a term hallow or hallowed. And so in the Hebraic method, in the Lord's Prayer, something that I adhere to on a daily basis is, you know, the term hallowed be thy name. So there's a reverence and there's an awe and there's a wonder to that. Even the season that we're in right now, we're in Halloween. So we're weaning ourselves on the bottle of wine of the spiritual realm. And we're in a place of hallowed, of just pure bliss. And I would encourage every listener right now to find that place of pure hallowed, of hallowed bliss, of what is your spiritual bottle, of what's going to feed you and what's going to nourish you. So that's something I wanted to touch on with you as well. And remember what you're walking in, what you're being the message of the you're walking in. Like, to use a childlike example here really quickly as I wrap up, is one of the cartoons that I would always watch growing up was Charlotte's Web, and with the pig and with Wilbur and with
that's
the
my favorite and, book. That's my that? I love the book. I
Your
love
favorite
the
book.
Well, I just have to tell you, that's my mother's middle name, Charlotte. And as soon as you said that, I could feel this really beautiful energy coming in. And, you know, when I was in Peru, I was in ayahuasca ceremony and a spider came and sat on my chest and I was very afraid. And in the ceremony, what happened is she right away started talking to me and she had a little tinkly voice. And she said, "You don't have to be afraid of spiders. Remember Charlotte's Web?" And that was your favorite book. And I was like, "You're right." And then she said, "And we don't get mad when you sweep our webs away. We just spin a more beautiful one the next day."
Yeah, that's right.
And that's I'm getting to tell everybody. It was so beautiful.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know. And I wanted to touch on that. Well, my favorite part of that whole book and also the cartoon, the old cartoon, not the new movie, but the old one, is when the rat and the goose are dancing together and Templeton is talking about the fair. He's like, "I want to go to the fair." And then he's like, "This fair is a rat's paradise." And then the goose and the rat start to dance together. You remember that part, Colette?
Yeah.
yeah. And it's like, you know, each night when the lights go out, it can be found on the ground all around. Oh, what a ratly feast. Yeah. So that's the metaphor that I want to leave my audience, that I want to leave you with is, you know, find the feast. You know, this is a season of obviously trick-or-treating, but let's go deeper beyond that of what is the feast of that's within your metron. What's the joy? What's the peace? What's the rat's paradise, like where you can actually find yourself, to be yourself and to celebrate. Oftentimes, Halloween's a time where people get dressed up, but we can, and myself included, sometimes we can hide behind a mask and we're trying to impress other people when actually this season is about us harvesting the benefits of what we've done to this, celebrate ourselves and to celebrate you. So I'll leave you with that, and I want to let Colette, but be yourself, celebrate you, and go out to the rat's paradise.
Yeah, and you know, it's just so beautiful. I love sharing this information with people, with so many different people on my show, because we all have our own special gifts that we bring. And I feel, Caleb, that, you know, when I meet you at these different exhibitions we're at and we're both speaking or whatever, that you have such a big heart, and you can feel it from a mile away. And I just want to thank you for, you know, all of your wise words, because you know, you have a very eloquent way, and thank you for singing for us also. I'm a little hoarse right now, or I would have joined in, but not.
That's beautiful.
But you do have like about 1 minute left here. If you would just like to share your information again, to if people would like to connect with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So thank you very much for having me on the show today, Colette. It was wonderful. The truth is funny. So my information is obviously Caleb Matthews with Encompassed by Dreams. So Encompassedbydreams. So in my dreams, my email is info@encompassedbydreams.com. You can email me. Also, if you want to be part of our monthly newsletter, I write like a lot with a little spiritual inspiration ditty each month to let you know what's going on, as well as my schedule and my events I'm speaking at locally and also across the province or whatever. And then my website is www.encompassedbydreams.com. You can find out my information about a little bit more about who I am and what Encompassed by Dreams is about. And then my phone number is 250-878-3424. You can send me a text, or if you set up a dream consulting session, I would be more than happy to be able to do that with myself and also the team that I'm with as well. If you are someone listening, wow, I'd love to have Caleb come and speak at like a festival or a fair or an event or a business meeting. You can send me an email as well and talk details. I do public speaking. I've been doing that since I was 17. And do you have that option to be able to do that as well? And I do thank you, Colette, for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Carter. Thank you, Dr. Pat. And thank you, Kathleen, for calling in. And you can find me at the Holistic Fair November 25th. It'll be the last one of the year. We'll be at our booth there. Bye for now. We'll talk next Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.